Today's shiur is Masechta Brachos, Daf Lamed Zayin. We will begin on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, 7 lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Chavetz Kedera. What is the bracha on Chavetz Kedera? Chavetz Kedera is some sort of a food, that a porridge that was made out of flour, honey, and oil. What is the proper bracha? Rav Yehuda Omer Shakal Nir B'Dvaroi. The proper bracha is Shakal Nir B'Dvaroi. And Rav Kahana Omer Barim Mina Mezoinus. That the proper bracha is Barim Mina Mezoinus. Says the Gemara, B'daisa Greida. And if we have a situation where we have just daisa, which is a porridge, farina, oatmeal, Kulam Olai Pligi the Barim Mina Mezoinus. Everybody agrees that the proper bracha is Barim Mina Mezoinus. Keep Pligi. Where do we have the question? B'daisa ke'ein chavetz kedera. When we have this food that we describe the chavetz kedera. Rabbi Yehuda is shahakel. Rabbi Yehuda says the proper bracha shahakel, because he holds sover duf she'ikr. The main ingredient in this food is the honey, and the bracha on honey, of course, is shahakel. Rav Kahana amar barim mina mezoinus. Rav Kahana says the bracha is barim mina mezoinus because his opinion is sover smidik. The main ingredient is the flour for which we make a barim mina mezoinus. Amar Rav Yosef, so says Rav Yosef, kavasei the Rav Kahana mistabra. Rav Kahana's opinion, I think, is the correct one. The Rav and Shmuel the Amri Tavayu. Rav and Shmuel both taught us the kol sheyesh by chameshes aminim. Whenever you have one of the chameshes aminim, one of the five species of grain in a food, the halach is always mevarchon alei barim mina mezoinus. So as the Rishonim explain, what makes the chameshes aminim special? One is because they're part of the shivas aminim that Eretz Yisrael was blessed with. And since they're from those chameshes aminim, because chitim is in the shivas aminim, and shibal shul, and shifon are types of sa'irim, which are from the shivas aminim. And the other is, they are the main food item, they're the staple of our diet. And therefore, they always become the most important ingredient. And therefore, the halach is, you always make a mezoinus if one of those foods are part of the ingredients of a food. Says the Gemara, Gufa, Rav Shmuel Damar Tavayu, Kol Sheyesh Bo B'Chameshes Aminim. Whenever we have a food that is made up, that has in it from the Chameshes Aminim, the halach is, Mevarchal HaBarim Minim Zaynus. The proper bracha to make is a Barim Minim Zaynus. V'itman Nami, and so too that we learn, Rav Shmuel Damar Tavayu, they both taught us, the halach is, Kol Sheyesh B'Chameshes Aminim, Mevarchal HaBarim Minim Zaynus. And say the Rishonim, it's not only the bracha Rishonah that we're discussing in today's shir, we're also discussing in today's shir the bracha Achronah. Because if we're going to make a bracha Rishonah Mezoinus, then the bracha Achronah is going to be ala michya. Says the Gemara, Vitzricha, why did Rav and Shmuel seem to say the same halacha twice? Answers the Gemara, the Yashmina Kol Shehu, that if we would just say that any food that is of the chameshes aminim, have amina, we would say that there the halacha is you make a barim mina mezoinus, mishum disabeine. You have the chameshes aminim without any other ingredients. Avidei taruvus, if you have a situation where you have other ingredients as well, there I don't necessarily make mezoinus. Kamash malon. Therefore, they had to teach us, kol sheyesh bo, even if the chameshes aminim, even if one of the chameshes aminim is just an ingredient, it's already enough to make a mezoinus. V'yashmina kol sheyesh bo, so just tell us that halacha, that if one of the chameshes aminim is just an ingredient, you make a barim mezoinus. I would say, have amina, kol sheyesh bo chameshes aminim in. I would say that this halacha only applies by chameshes aminim. Aval oiris doichen, but if a food has and this becomes very important, the definition. We're going to define oiris as rice and doichin as millet. And we would say that if oiris v'doichin, if they're only there as part of a mixture, but they're not in the pure, they're not just pure oiris v'doichin, aval isa v'enei, if you have just oiris v'doichin, nami, if you oiris v'doichin, nami, that on oiris v'doichin, the bracha is bari mina mezoinus, kamash malon. That's why Rav and Shmuel had to teach us the kosher mechameshes aminim, that just because only when there's a chameshes aminim, who the mevarchim ala bari mina mezoinus, that's where we make a bari mina mezoinus. Lefuke, they hold oiris v'doichin, that fil isa be'enei, even if you have pure oiris v'doichin, lo mevarchin ala bari mina mezoinus, we don't make a bari mina mezoinus. So before we get into the sugya of oiris v'doichin, of course, when we learn this halacha, of course, yesh by mechamesha saminim, we make a bari mina mezoinus, it opens up a very important question. We have many foods that are that have breadcrumbs as their as a coating, coated chicken cutlets and schnitzel and fried fish. And the question is, what is the halacha? Do we make a bari mina mezoinus on those foods, or do we make a shahakel? The Shulchan Aruch in Urim Chaim Siman Reish Ches Sif Beis says that the only time that the halacha that we just learned in the Gemara, that if you have one of the chamishas aminim, you always make a bari mina mezoinus, is only when those chamishas aminim were added to give taste. But if the chameshes aminim were only there, given there as a binder to keep the food together, there the halacha is that you don't make a bari mina mezoinus. So now we have a new situation. The breadcrumbs that are put on top of these foods are not put there as a binder, but they are put there, but they're not the main food. We want to eat the chicken. We want to eat the fish. So what's the halacha? Do we make the bracha of the chicken and the fish, the shahakel, or do we make the mezoinus because we have one of the chameshes haminim? So Avni Nezer, in Eirach Chaim, Simen Lamed Ches, Ois Hei, says, it matters what is my goal. If my goal is to eat breadcrumbs, and therefore you would make a mezoinus. But if my goal is just to give a taste, as we just discussed, there the halacha is that you would make a shahakel. His opinion is that if it's not there as the main food, it's in the same category as ladabik ba'alma. And we just said ladabik ba'alma, the Shulchan Aruch says, you don't make a mezoinus. So too is the opinion of the Shalos HaTshuva Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Dalet Simen Kuf Samach Aleph, where he says that on fried fish, fried chicken cutlets, the halacha is you make a shahakel. And the Sefer Shari Brocha, he adds that Rav Ozner Zatzal in the Shevet HaLevi held, not only is that the halacha when you have a thin coating of breadcrumb, but even if you have a thicker coating of breadcrumb, the halacha would be the same. So too is the psak of Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita and the Shalos HaTshuvos Tshuvos HaNhagos Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, that he holds the brach is shahakel, even if you put in more fish than you would, more breadcrumb than you would normally put into a food that's ladabik ba'alma. In other words, he says that if the Shulchan Aruch's heter applies by ladabik ba'alma, we should use that as the amount of breadcrumb to know what bracha he makes. So he says it doesn't make a difference. Even if you're using more breadcrumbs than you would use to be ladabik ba'alma, it doesn't change the halacha. The halacha still will be, he claims, he says that the bracha would still be shahakel. And so too is the opinion of the Oz Nidbru. So too is the opinion of the as nidru in the lahiris nasan. However, there are paiskim that held differently. The Milchus Shloima, Rav Shlomo Zalman, holds like this. If you're only putting the breadcrumbs on the fish or on the chicken to prevent them from burning, from sticking to the pot, then he would agree that halacha is that you make a shahakal. But if you put on more breadcrumbs than that, you put on a thicker coating, he holds that the bracha should be a mezainus. So now, as we said, the other sugya that has opened up today in our shir is the question of rice. And the Gemara clearly indicated that the opinion of Rav and Shmuel is that we do not make a mezainus on rice. Ask the Gemara, is that true that we don't make a bayim mina mezainus on oiras v'doichen for tanyu? We learned in a brisa. Havil lefana pas oiras v'pas doichen. Somebody was given bread made out of rice or doichen. Mevarach lav tchila v'soif kamasa kadeira. We make a bracha as you would make on porridge. And we started our shiur today, says the Gemara, the gav ma'isa kadei retanya, betchil mevarach labayim min mezainus. Then on porridge, the bracha rishona is a mezainus. Or b'soif mevarach labracha achas main shalish. And you make an alamichya. So why are you saying that you make a shahakel on ayres v'daychen? Answers the Gemara, kamas kadeira v'loy kamas kadeira. Rice is similar, but not completely similar to Masa Kedera. Kamas Kedera, the Merachina La Tchil V'Soif, it's similar to Masa Kedera that one does make the bracha. V'loi Kamas Kedera, deal with Masa Kedera on porridge, you make a Bayer Minim Zainus as a bracha Rishoyna, or B'Soif, the bracha Achroyna is Ala Michya, bracha Achas Mein Sholosh. V'lohocha, when it comes to rice, of course you have to make a bracha, and the point, but you make b'tchil mevarachal of shakel ni b'dvaroi, the bracha rishon is a shakel, l'psoif, b'yirin the fashas rabbis v'chesroinam, al koma shabarasa. So what's the point? That you have to make a bracha? Of course, says the Pnei Yeshua, that isn't what our Gemara is coming to teach us. We know that you have to make a bracha. What it means to say is that you don't make a hamoitzi and birchas hamazon, just like on porridge, on daisa, you don't make hamoitzi and birchas hamazon. Here too, you don't make a hamoitzi and birchas hamazon. But what will be at this point the Gemara's opinion regarding oiras? Brach rishoyne shahakel, brach achroina is bayirin nefashos. Here we find the first time in our Masechta, this bracha of Bayri Nefashis. And Taisus, the top Taisus on the Amid, explains the bracha of Bayri Nefashis Rabbis for Chesroinus. So he says, Bayri Nefashis Rabbis, K'may Lechem V'mayim, She'ef She'bloyheim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created food like Lechem V'mayim that we cannot survive without them. V'koma She'bara L'hachis B'em Nefesh Kolchai, a kolayma kamash ba'olav shagam im loybaram. There are foods in the world that you could survive without having them. Yecholim ba'olam lechias b'loyhem. You could survive without having them. Shloibaram. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't create shloibaram ki im latani ba'alma. The only reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created those foods is for our enjoyment. Kibayin tapuchim ki yoytz behem. Umesayim bar chay olamim. And the way to end the bracha says, Taisus is Baruch Chai Olamim, and Yerushalmi says the way to end the bracha are Baruch Ato Hashem Chai Olamim. So Taisus says the Chesroinim means things that we could not survive without. The Rashba explains the Chesroinim refers to people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created people that need things. So I saw that this shaila, how to explain Baruch the Chesroinam, is connected to the machloikis that Tosfos quotes at the end of Tosfos. Do you say Baruch Ato Hashem Chai Olamim, or do you say Baruch Chai Olamim? So the Sefer Daf Al Daf wants to suggest that if a bracha speaks only about one issue, their halacha is that you say you don't say a new baruch at the end. If the bracha, however, refers to more than one subject, then you do say Baruch Ato Hashem Chai Olamim. So he says, now we could understand the two opinions on how to end the Bayer Nefashis. If we'll say that both Bayer Nefashis, Rabbis V'Chisroinam, speaks that the entire bracha only speaks about food, like Tosfos taught us, so the bracha is only speaking about one subject. Since the bracha is only speaking about one subject, we end the bracha with Baruch Chai Ha'olamim. However, if the bracha is speaking about two subjects, it's speaking about people, and it's speaking also about food, so that's why the bracha ends with a Baruch Ato Hashem Chai Ha'olamim. I saw, very interesting, that a number of communities, they're careful always to eat apples on Shabbos. Why? Because when Tosfos wants to give an example of what is considered a food, which is a tainig, which gives enjoyment, so Tosfos uses the example of an apple. We know that on Shabbos, we're supposed to have an oinig Shabbos. So how do you fulfill oinig Shabbos? You use the food that Tosfos just paskened is certainly a tainig. Apple. Another pshat that I saw in Chisroinam from the Strikver Rebbe is that not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world with Chisroinus, not Chas V'Shalom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that's missing. The Chisroin is that we feel that we need things. That's what we daven every day. Peseach es yodecho mazbil chol chai rotzun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the person that he should have a rotzen, that he should have a desire. That's what we say. Bayer not Rafashis Rabbis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, v'chesroinam, that we feel the need for food. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu then fulfills our need. Ask the Gemara. So right now where the Gemara is up to is that the bracha on rice is a shahakal and a Bayer Nefashis. Ask the Gemara, v'oiriz la mask derehu, is oiriz not in the category of daisav, a porridge? V'tanya, isn't there a braisa that says, Elohim maisa kadeira? These are what's considered maisa kadeira, for which you would make a mezoinus and a mechia. Chilka is a porridge made out of grits that is split into two. Targis is when it's split into thirds. Soilus is fine flour, very well sifted. Zoris is grit split into quarters. Arson is grit split into fifths. Oiriz, our oiriz, and we see, presumably, that oiriz is treated like porridge, mezoinus, alamechia. Answers the Gemara, Hamani, who is the Tan of this braisa? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nurihi. The Tanya, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Oimer, oiriz min dogen. Oiriz is a type of grain. And he considers oiriz so significantly as a type of grain that v'chayov al chemutzah koris, if you would eat oiriz ingredients on Pesach, v'chayif eating chametz on Pesach, which carries with it a chayif koris, and we know that matzah could only be made out of grain. And he's saying, v'adam yoytzeboy yedei chavos b'Pesach. You can make matzah out of oiriz and fulfill the obligation of eating matzah. Av Rabbanon, the Rabbanon don't agree. And I'm following the opinion of the Rabbanon. Ask the Gemara, Av Rabbanon loy, is that true that the opinion of the Rabbanon, that you don't say mezoinus on rice, v'tanya, hakoisis esachita? If somebody chews raw wheat, which of course you don't normally eat wheat that way, so even therefore, the bracha will be mevarchel abayir pri adama. You won't make a mezoinus, even though it's wheat. You make a abayir pri adama. It goes back to the halacha, explains Devin Oizer, that we discussed in the previous year, that a vegetable that's meant to be eaten cooked, if you eat it raw, so we learned in yesterday's shiur, you don't make a bayir pri adam on that vegetable. Here too, wheat, which is not meant to be eaten raw, you don't make a bayir pri, you don't make a bayir mina mezainus. Tochna, if you ground it into flour and baked off a boshla, you baked it, cooked it. Bizman shaprusus kayamis, when you could tell that there are pieces of bread there, so it's still considered bread, and therefore betchil mevarchal of a mitzi lechem and aretz. Upsaif, mevarchal shlosh brachos. You make a mitzi and you say birchas hamazon. However, if in cooking it, you can no longer tell that it's bread, im ein haprusus kayamis, they're completely dissolved, then the halach is betchil mevarchal a bayir minim zaynus. The bracha rishayna is a bayir minim zaynus. Upsaif, and the bracha achrayna is mevarchal a bracha achmein shalish, you make an alamichya. However, continues the braisa, hakoisis is iris, somebody who chooses raw rice, mevarchal a bayir pri adama, the bayir chareshayna is bayir pri adama, tochna ofna ubeshlai, if you grind it into rice flour and you make it into bread and you cook it, av pisha prusus kayamis, even though you could tell that there's still pieces of bread, the halacha is betchila mevarchal a bayir minim zaynus. The bracha rishayna is a bayir minim zaynus. Ubesayif mevarchalav bracha achas main shalish al mechia mani. So now let's understand who is the tan of this brisa. Ilaim Rabbi Yochanan Nuri hi damim oris min dagen hu. If we're going to say it's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, who we discussed his opinion a moment ago, who holds that rice is full-fledged type of dogim, so then why does it say that you make a mezainis and alamichya when you could tell the pieces of bread? The halacha ought to be hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz v'shloish shabaris bracha bruchit. It should be like bread, that you make a hamotzi and say birchas hamazon. El lav, what do we see from here? That it represents the opinion of the Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon's opinion is that on iris bread, you make a mezainus. T'yufta de Rav Shmuel, and therefore, we have clearly Rav and Shmuel refuted, and the halacha is t'yufta, we clearly see that the opinion here is that the proper bracha on iris is rice. And that is our minig, that we make on rice a mezainus. We'll speak that the bracha achrayna on rice, however, is al amichya. I saw that the Sefer Chashuki Chemed discusses a situation where somebody traveled to a country where apparently much of the bread that's served in that country is made out of rice. He comes from a country where when you get bread, you assume it's made out of a grain. And he made hamotzi. After he tasted the bread, he realized that it was made out of rice. And the question is, was he yoitz with the bracha of hamotzi on this rice bread? Or does he have to make a bracha? So he says that you're not yoitz with the bracha. Our Gemara, as much as we saw paskins that on rice, we don't make a shahaka, we make a mezainus, but we don't paskin that we can make a hamotzi, unless the Evid follow the opinion of Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, who we just saw. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri's opinion is that you make on iris a hamotzi. So maybe b'di'evit, you can rely on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He doesn't want to rely on that b'di'evit. And his opinion clearly is that would have to make a mezainus again. Amamar. So we just learned, hakaisis is a chita. If somebody choose chita, mevarach labayir pri adama. V'tanya, ask the Gemara, but we learned in a different braisa that the brach is bayir minim mezayirim. Zroim. Answers the Gemara like Kasha. Harab Yehuda, Hav Rabbanan. The machloikas of the braises represent the machloikas of Yehuda and Rabbanan that we learned in our Mishnah at the beginning of this perek. The Tanan, we learned at the in our Mishnah, that the rock are rockus on vegetable. The opinion of the Tanakarma, the opinion of the Rabbanan is you make a bari pri hadama, all vegetables, and Rabbi Hudaimer, bari mina d'shoim. We break it down into different types of vegetables. As we explained, there are vegetables where you eat the actual vegetable, and then there are vegetables where you eat the leaf. Here too, that's going to be the halacha. This shita says that you make bari mina d'shoim is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that we make different, we're much more detailed in our brachas. Amamar, furthermore, we quoted the brisa, hakoisis is a iris, mevarach olav bari pri adama. If somebody chooses iris, you make a bari pri adama. Tachna ofna beshloi, apisha prusus kayamis, betchila mevarach olav bari mina d'shoim, the bracha rishoina is a bari mina d'shoim, upsaif, Bracha Achas Main Sholosh. The Bracha Achrayna is Alamichya. Ask the Gemara, V'tanya, didn't we learn in a different Braisa, L'psoif V'loi Klum, that the Bracha Achrayna is V'loi Klum? So, of course, it doesn't mean that you don't make a Bracha Achrayna. The halacha is that you always make a Bracha Achrayna. So why is Bayrin the Fosh? What it means to say is that you make a Bayrin the Foshes. Why is Bayrin the Foshes considered V'loi Klum? So Rashi explains that it's not the bracha of Alamichya, which refers to Paris of Eretz Yisrael. Most Rishonim explain that typically when we make a bracha, Achrayna, we mention the type of food that we just ate. Certainly in Alamichya, as we know, we talk about the type of food that we ate. When we say Birchas Hamazon, we speak about the lechem, the bread that we ate. Here, we don't, in the Nusach of the Bayrin the Foshes, which we spoke about earlier in our shir, there is no mention of the specific food that we ate. The Imre Noyim explains differently. He says, we're going to learn a Gemara on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Originally, they only made a Bayrin the Foshes on meat and eggs, not in vegetables. Rav Yitzchak says they made on vegetables. Rav Papa said they even made on water. And the way to understand that Gemara is that originally they only made Bayrin the Foshes on a food that came from a living thing. Meat, eggs, come from an animal, from a chicken. Then they included it. Then they expanded it to include things that grow from the ground. So what it means, V'loi Klum, goes back to the original Minig, where they didn't say a Bracha Achrayna on these types of foods. But we have a stira. What is the proper Bracha Achrayna on Iris? Is it Al Hamachya, or is it Bayrin the Foshes? Om Rav Sheshet Loi Kasha. Horab Gamliel, V'hor Rabbonin. It's Machloikis Rav Gamliel Rabbonin. The Tanya, Zah Klal. Kol Shum Shivas Aminim. Anything that's one of the Shivas Aminim that Eretz Yisrael was blessed with, Rav Gamliel Omer, the bracha achrayna is shalosh brachas, brachas hamazon. The Chum Omerim, bracha achs mein shalosh and alamichya. And says the Gemara, Meisberg Gamliel Vazakenim, Shem Yisubin Balia B'Yerichai. They were sitting together in a upper story in a home in Yerichai. Bevil of Kaisvois, they brought dates. Dates, of course, are one of the Shivas Aminim, Vachlai. And Rav Gamliel was gave Rabbi Kiva the honor of leading the bracha achrayna. Kofetz b'ir Rabbi Kiva bracha achs mein shalosh. So he said it ala michya. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Gamliel said to him, Akiva, ad masay ata machnas roishcha b'er machloikis. For how long will you get involved in a machloikis? I hold that you mentioned that the halach is benching, because it's one of the Shivas Aminim. Amaloi, Rabbeinu, Apishata Oymekech, even though you say that, V'chaverim Oymekein, and your colleagues agree with you, we know, L'mratana Rabbeinu, the halach is, Yochev V'rabim, halach K'rabim, we always follow the Rabbim, and the Rabbim are of the opinion that you don't say Birchas Hamazon on the Shivas Aminim, and that's why I said, Alamechia. So all the Mefarshim explain What is the Lashon of Kofatz that is used in the Gemara? He was concerned that Rabbi Gamliel would tell him explicitly, says the Tzlach, that you need to say Birchas Hamazon. And if he would do so, that at that point he would be obligated to follow what his Rebbe explicitly told him. So he jumped before his Rebbe could tell him explicitly, say Birchas Hamazon. The Mishnah Brura says, what is the reasoning that he, this is in Simon Kuf Chof Kuf Samaches in the Shaar Tzi and Ois Anaf Ein Aleph, that what Rabbi Gamliel did represents kofatz, jumping. What does it represent, jumping? So the Mr. Brewer explains, because here we have a suffix that may be benching, maybe Birchas Hamazon is required. And as we've discussed many times in our Masechta, Birchas Hamazon is a chiv deraisa. So it turns into being a suffix deraisa. And therefore, because it turns into being a suffix deraisa, maybe he should have benched. And that's why it's called kofatz. Which opens up a question. What is the halacha if somebody said ala michya instead of saying Birchas Hamazon? The Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Samaches is the opinion that if you said ala michya instead of benching, you yoytze. And that's the opinion of the Chida and the Ra'ah and the Ritva. And we have, however, from our Gemara, we have a raya that it's not. Because if ala michya would take the place of benching, and we have here a question, what's the proper bracha to do? Is the proper bracha achroina on rice, on oiris, ala michya, or birchas hamazon? So certainly say ala michya. And therefore, from here we have a raya, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, that you can't say ala michya, you can't be yoytze with ala michya instead of benching. And so too is the opinion of Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita in the Sefer Me'adim Zmanim, Chelek Dalid, Simen Shin Chof Gimel. Here we learn the concept that Yochid the Rabbim, Halach Karabim. So I saw that Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein in his Sefer Cheshukei Chemed discusses this concept of Yochid the Rabbim, Halach Karabim. Before he discusses it, he says there are actually two psukim, the Torah, that tell us that we have to follow the rabbin. What two concepts? There's the concept that we're learning now, Yochav the rabbin, halach k'rabbin, and there's also the concept of achrei rabbin lahatas. So the question is, what's the situation of achrei rabbin lahatas, and when is the situation of Yochav Rabbim Halacha Karabim? So he says, Achri Rabbim Lahatus applies to when all the people that are judging a situation are together. There we say Achri Rabbim Lahatus. However, where all the people who have an opinion on the matter are not together, that's a situation where we say Yochav Rabbim Halacha Karabim. And he wants to say that the concept of Achri Rabbim Lahatis is a much stronger concept than Yochid V'Rabim Halacha Karabim. Achram is a much stronger concept than Yochid V'Rabim Halacha Karabim. And therefore he suggests that, let's say there's a question regarding a person, if he's allowed to eat in Yom Kippur, and we're asking a number of doctors, there's a difference in the halacha, if all the doctors are together when they're discussing this issue versus when they're not together. The Sefer Ben Ishchai says a beautiful pshat. He said, why did Rabbi Kiva say here, Yochid V'Rabim, Halach K'Rabim? He goes back to a Gemara, to a concept that we spoke about previously. He says that we know that Yochid V'Rabim, Halach K'rabim, represents the Shem Hashem, Yur-Hei Vav Chof, which is a Shmira. So Rabbi Kiva was saying that I am disagreeing with my Rebbe. And if I'm disagreeing with my Rebbe, I need to have a Shmira. And that's why I say Yochav Rabim, Malach Krabim, which represents the Shem Hashem. For now I will be able to have a Shmira. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Mishmoy continues the Braisa. Kashuv Meshivas Aminim. If there's a food that's from the Shivas Aminim, V'lav Min Dagenhu, and it's not a grain, or min dogin v'loyosu pas, or even if it's a grain that wasn't formed into a bread. Rav Gamliel oy mishloish brachas. Rav Gamliel says that the bracha achroina is brachas hamazon. V'cham oymrim bracha achas. The chacham say it's bracha achas. Kol she'ena mishivus aminim v'loy min dogin. If it's not neither from the shivus aminim nor a type of dogin, kigoyim pas oyriz v'doichin. You make alamichya, v'chamayim v'loy klum, as we explained in Raman Aleph, that means barin nefashis. But my kumta, how we explain this, k'ragamliel. Ragamliel's opinion is that on oiris, you make alamichya. But ask the Gemara, Amos sefer d'resha. Let's look at the second part of the first part of the Braisa. We learned over there, if the priests of bread are not intact, the bracha rishayin is barim min mizaynus. Ubsayif baruch ala baruch achs main shalish. The bracha achron is alamichya. Ask the Marmani, whose opinion is that? Rav Gamliel. If you're going to say it's Rav Gamliel, it's hard to explain. Say that's the opinion of Rav Gamliel because hashtag kasevis and daisa, where we have dates or daisa. We say, Omer Rav Gamliel, Shalosh Brachas, Im Ena Prusus Kayom Sabayi. Then if the food has actual bread in it, just they're not intact, you're going to say that Rav Gamliel is going to say you don't make Brichas Amazon. El Pshita, it must be that this Braisa that says that you make an Alamichya where a food had bread which was dissolved, must be the opinion of the Rabbanan and not Rav Gamliel. How could you say that's following the opinion of Gamliel? Yehochi, but ask the Gemara, now we have a stira, the Rabbanan and the Rabbanan. This braisa that says that you say alamichya after eating iris is a stira with the braisa that says that you make a bayir nefashis after iris. Ela oyum Rabbanan, it's reflecting Rabbanan. And Tanika be iris, and you have to change the wording of the Braisa. And the wording of the Braisa indeed will teach us that Lipsoif and Mivarch Alav Loi Klum, that the Bracha Achroina for rice is a Bari Nefashis. And that is our Minig, says the Mishnah Brura, that we make a Bari Minizoinus as the Bracha Rishoina on rice, and a Bari Nefashis as the Bracha Achroina. Amarova, Hai Rehita de Chakloi. It's the chavetz that we began to shear, the mafshebei kimcha that has a lot of flour in it, bevarach bayim in mizaynus, the bracha rishonis bayim in mizaynus, my tama, the smid the ikur, the main ingredient is the flour, and therefore the bracha rishona is bayim in mizaynus. However, the mechuzah, the rehita that's prepared in mechuzah, the loy mafshebei kimcha, where they don't put in that much flour in it, bevarach of shakal nei bedvaray. Then the bracha rishon shakal nei bedvaray. My tama, because the duf sheker, the main ingredient is the honey, and you make a bari nefashis. For hadam rava, but then rava said, idi v'idi bari min mizoynus. It makes no difference if there's a lot of flour or there's not a lot of flour. The rav shmul the rav tavayu. We began the bracha is bari min mizoynus. For as we began today's shir, the rav shmul the rav tavayu kol sheyesh by b'chameishas aminim. When you have chameishas aminim as one of the ingredients, the bracha rishona is mevarchan la bari min mizoynus. Amar Rav Yosef, hai chavitza. There was a dish that's called chavitza that's made with small pieces of bread. This by perurin kazayis. If it has in it bread, pieces of bread the size of a kazayis, but chil mevarachal amaytzi malach min haaretz, the bracha rishon is a amaytzi, ulpsayf mevarachal of shalosh brachas, and the bracha achron is brichas amazon. The less bay perur and kazayis, but if it doesn't have pieces of bread the size of a kazayis, Then the halach is betchil mevarach ol abayim minim mezaynus. The bracha rishayin is abayim minim mezaynus. Upsayif bracha achs mein shalosh. The bracha achroin is ala mechia. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Menah minila. From where do I know that this is the proper halacha? The Tanya. Haya oimid o makrif menachas b'Yerushalayim. Somebody is bringing a carbon mincha in Yerushalayim. Ama baruch shachiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu l'azman zeh. You make a shachiyanu. And we'll speak soon. Who are we speaking about? Are we speaking about the Kayin? Are we speaking about the Yisrael? Not in L'Ochlam. And when you take the Menucha to eat, the Kayin eats the Menachas. It's Kachi Kachim. Yisraelim may not eat a Karbon Mincha. Mevarach Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz. The Kulan and all the Karbon Minchas, when you break the bread into pieces, you make Pesisa, they're the size of a Kazayis. And that's why the Hamotzi said, from here we see that a dish containing pieces of bread that are the size of a kazayis, you make a Hamotzi. Amalei baya, el ma'ata, lepanei d'vei v'shmol d'amma parchen at shemechzirin l'saltan, that he described pesisa, that you have to completely crumble them. Is that true? Hachanami. So you don't have pieces the size of a kazayis, and therefore you shouldn't make a moitzi, says the Gemara, and maybe indeed that would be the halacha, that if they crumbled into small pieces, you don't make a moitzi. Ask the Gemara, Tanya, we learned in a braisa, loka mikulin kazayis, if you gather together from all the pieces, from the karmen mincha, amount of a kazayis for achlan, im chametzu, if it's a chametz to karban mincha and you ate it on Pesach, there would be a chiv karis. If it was matzah, if it's a karban mincha that's made into matzah, it would be considered full-fledged matzah that adam yotz ben yidei chavos b'Pesach. Now we know that when we eat the matzah on Pesach, we make a moitzi lechem hamin aretz. Says the Gemara Hachem Ha'iskinan kisha arson, where you took the pieces and you baked them back into a dough. And that's why it's considered bread. And you make the hamotzi. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, that you made it back into a piece of matzah, eim a sefer, v'hush ochel m'kdei achilin pras. When is that the din? If you ate it in the amount of k'dei achilin pras. Ask the Gemara, v'yibish ochlon means small pieces, loshen rabim. But if we're speaking about v'yishba arson, it was recombined into one piece, then the word shouldn't be ochlon. It should be ochloi m'bayalei. Answers the Gemara, Hakamai Skinan, the Bab Malachim Godel. You started with a big piece of bread, so even though now you only have these crumbs, there's a new halacha that if you start with a big piece of bread, even though you only have crumbs, you'll still make a moitzi on the crumbs. My havala. So what is the halacha on chavitza that has small pieces of bread less than the size of a kazayis? Amar Rav Sheshes, Hai chavitza. Afgav the lesbe perur and kazayis, even though you don't have the size of kazayis, the halacha is mevarchalav hamotzi lechem in aretz. Amar Rava, however, v'hu da'alaka teresa d'mahama. You're only going to do that if it looks like bread. So we said in this braisa that when somebody brought a karban mincha, he made a shachiyanu. Who are we referring to? Rashi says that we're referring to Yisrael, who brings the Karban Mincha after a long time not having brought a Karban Mincha. Rashi in Masechta Menachos says it's not talking about a Yisrael who brought a Karban Mincha after having not brought one for a while. It's talking about a Yisrael who brought a Karban Mincha for the first time in his life. Rashi also in Masechta Menachos says when we're talking about a Kohen who's bringing a Karban Mincha the first time in his life. Tosfos, however, says, since we know the Kohanim were put into Mishmairis, there was a rotation around the Kohanim, and a Kohen only did the Avoid the maximum twice a year. If you do an Avoid only twice a year, you make a Shechiyonu. Just like you make a Shechiyonu every time you eat from a fruit from the new season. Rashi Masechta Menachos gives another Pshat that it's talking about the Minchas Omer, which is brought on Pesach, which we know that Minchas Ha'omer is brought from the new barley. That's why we can eat now the Chodosh. So it's like eating a new fruit. So we're talking about the Minchas Ha'omer. So this opens up the question, when do you make a Shechiyonu and when not? The Ramah in Yerideya says that if somebody performs the mitzvah of Kisui Adam for the first time in his life, he should make a Shechiyonu. Says the Shach, where does that halacha come from? Our Gemara, where Rashi says that if a Kohen did a mitzvah for the first time, he says a Shechiyonu. The Ramah in Aruch Chaim says the fruits that ripen twice a year, you make a Shechiyonu each for each season. Says the Magen Avraham that that's based on Tosfos Pshat that said Kohanim who only did Karban Mincha, did the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash twice a year, say Shechiyonu twice a year. So when we continue discussing this halacha, the question is, the Pesukim discuss that when we say Shechiyonu, Purim in the morning, on the Megillah, we should have in mind the other mitzvahs of the day, Mishloach Manos and Sudas Purim. Says the Magen Avraham, that let's say you don't have a Megillah, but you're still going to have Matanis Lavyayinim. You're still going to have Sudas Purim, Shloach Manos. Do you make a Shechiyonu on those mitzvahs? So the Magen Avraham says that you don't make a Shechiyonu. And the Shloach explains, the Shloach disagrees. And I saw that the Machloikis of the Shloach and the Magen Avraham is really based on the Machloikis of Rashi and Tosfos and our Gemara. We are discussing who is the person that we're referring to. Are we referring to the Kohen or are we referring to the Yisrael? Rashi and our Gemara says we're referring to the Yisrael. Why? Because Rashi in our sugya doesn't hold that you would make a Shechiyonu, that a Kohen would make a Shechiyonu. Because Kohanim do the Avodah every day. And for something that's done every day, you don't make a Shechiyonu. And therefore, eating Shloach Manos and eating is done every day. That's why says the Magen Avraham, you don't make a Shechiyonu. Only the Kohen, who only does the Avodah infrequently, makes a Shechiyonu. However, if you say that our Gemara is even referring to the Yisrael, it must be that even something that's done every day, you make a Shechiyonu. Says the Gemara, Truknin, Chayav Mechala. There's food that looks like bread, and therefore, just like when you have a dough, you have to take off Chala, says the Gemara, you have to take off Chal from Truknin. The Chiyosu Rover Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Truknin, Ptur Min Chala. So first ask the Gemara, my Truknin, what is Truknin? Amar Abaya, Kuba Da'ara. Kuba Da'ara is a food that's made by pouring flour and water into a hole at the base of the oven, and it bakes like it was in a pan. So therefore, even though you started off with a loose batter, usually when you have a bread, you start off with a dough. Here, it's a loose batter, still you'll take off challah. Amar Abaya, Teresa, Ptura min challah. Ask the Gemara, my Teresa, Ika de Amri Gvil Mirsach, which means you mix flour and water into a loose batter, and then you pour it onto the stove, and it spreads out over the stove, not in a hole. It doesn't form, so it doesn't have the form of a bread. Ika de Amri Nahama de Hindika. Nahama de Hindika is a dough which is baked on a spit, and while you're baking it, you're constantly smearing it with oil or raw eggs. V'ikadamri lechem asur l'kutach. Kutach is a dip we find often in Shas that was made from milk and moldy bread crusts. And the bread that was used for kutach was baked in the sun, not in the oven. Tani Reb Chia, lechem asur l'kutach. That's not regular bread. It's not baked in the oven. It's bread baked in the sun. Ptura min hachala. Ask the Gemara Tanya, but have we not learned Chayiv B'Challah? Answers the Gemara, Hasukurik Tani Tama. That Braisa is different because Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Masa Mechichin Aleh. There it's obvious what it is. Because Asan Ke'echin, if it's shaped into bread rolls, there, so it looks like bread and it is bread, that's why it's Chayev Kechala. But if it's made Klamudim, if it's made just like flat boards, not shaped into bread, and it's made only for, and it's baked in the sun, so you have two deficiencies. Number one, it's baked in the sun. Number two, it's not formed into the shape of a bread. That's why it's potter from challah.